We've had a concern, especially coming into this year, that with the dry weather, we've got a lot of residual nitrogen out there that most likely isn't utilized, and that has a lot of attention. And also, coming into the spring of next year, there's a very good chance, as a result of all this aggressive, as a result of the drought and no grain and the nitrogen being there, there's a chance it's going to be loaded into surface waters through tiles and through other avenues. And that's something that if we could allow, if we had a snapshot of what was going on, maybe we could allow for some of that, but it may or may not make a difference. But anyway, what we needed to do is just how much is out there. It'd be great to inventory that. So we got a program called InWatch. Now, InWatch, we came up with the phrase, but we gave the license to the Illinois Council for Best Management Practices so that it can be utilized in the Midwest if they choose to do so, because I think it really describes what we're going to do. And InWatch, essentially what it does is we go out after harvest and we take an inventory of plant available nitrogen. And we take the inventory by looking at extensive sampling of the soil in the upper foot and the second foot, determine what's there, and once we have that determination, we take composite samples after that on a periodic basis, 2 to 4 weeks. We'll track the nitrogen until it freezes. Then after it thaws out in the spring, we'll continue to pull the samples to see if the residual nitrogen is still there. If the farmer has allowed for that by putting on less in the fall, then he can allow for the credit for that next spring. Now, it's not a science. We don't have a lot of research that tells us what we're doing. But I tell you what, this is a move in the right direction. This is what we need to be doing. And we've got the support of the land grants. Iowa State University is also tracking nitrates. GrowMark is supporting that program. And in Illinois, the University of Illinois and Emerson Nofziger is working with the Council for Best Management Practices in doing the same thing. Now, GrowMark, we've really went after this program in Illinois. We have right now over 45 sites that is doing what I just told you. And then I've just extended an invitation to our Iowa members to get involved in the program, and we'll see how that turns out. Generally, when I have an opportunity to visit with growers, they're ready. They sometimes get more excited than the crop specialist because it's a novel idea. But when somebody understands this, they get excited. I just had an opportunity today to talk to a fella here in Iowa, and he called the farmer and told him about the program yesterday. And he called him back today, and the farmer was anxious to get all the equipment because the farmer said, "You don't have to pull the samples. I'm going to pull the samples." So the farmer himself is excited that he wants to do it. I got another call today, and the crop specialist said, "Howard, we submitted the samples last Thursday, and we want to know where the results are." So the grower is calling in. So the growers are anxious. I am telling you, these growers are, most of them are outstanding stewards. They just need guidance. They need something to go by. Now, is this the program of the future? Frankly, I don't know. Frankly, maybe this is going to fail. But I tell you what, it feels good so far. And there's going to be a permutation of this that sticks with us. And I go as far as to say, in the next 5 years, I anticipate a majority of farmers will be using a nitrogen management system, and they're going to be applying, in some capacity, nitrogen after the corn is out of the ground. Not all of it, but part of it.